This week, we are celebrating National Coming Out Day and answering your questions with a bit of advice. We discuss dealing with questions about your sexuality, bi erasure and pressure to label yourself, how to talk to your family about sexual identity, and respecting pansexuality within the LGBTQ plus community. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta give some love to our sponsors over at Audible. They love the podcast as much as y'all do, so we want to give them some love. Thank you to Audible. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles, and we love them, and they make this podcast free, so give them some love. audiblepodcast.com/besties. Your first book is free. Hi, Corey!
Hello.
How are you?
These headphones are really messing with my ears.
How? Why?
Because I think I had them on backwards while we were sitting here talking, and then I switched them, and now the ears sound different. Very
Your
good
life
story,
is
huh?
crazy.
Yeah.
How do you keep up with all the pandemonium?
Keeping up with Corey Cool.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a show I'm not going to TiVo.
Oh, you're not?
No. Corey, today is a very special day because we're doing a very special episode. Last year, we did an episode for this very special day, and it was one of my favorite episodes. What is this week's episode all about, Corey?
Well, it's in preparation for National Coming Out Day, which is October 11th,
mm-hmm.
which is Sunday, so we're just a little preemptive, but...
But you know what? We're prepared.
I think you should just have a week-long celebration.
I think every day is National Coming Out Day to me.
I remember when we were at Michigan State, they always had like National Coming Out Day stuff. And I remember it would be like a week's worth of festivities. So.
I have no recollection of college.
It's because
no.
you were already out when you were in college.
That's true.
Some of us had to walk by the board and be like, should I
when
come
When you
out?
Saw stuff like that before you came out, how did that make you feel? I am curious.
It was always weird and not weird in college, but I mean, it was tough because a bit of me felt pressured.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I get one day a year to come out. And I was like, it is.
I think
meaningful.
That is bad branding.
I know.
It's like
tough.
Every day is a good day for you to be yourself. But I think National Coming Out Day is all about, taking a moment to recognize the strength and the courage and the bravery that it takes to come out and giving people a day to have a very open dialogue.
Well, and I finally stopped looking at it like okay,
one chance.
Like my one chance. It was like, if I come out and it's not National Coming Out Day, then I can still celebrate that week later this year. And then also I just realized that like coming out is just a lifelong process.
Right.
If you come out to people on National Coming Out Day,
that's not the one day you're
about
to come out.
You're not all set
you're
and
not done,
done with
yeah.
it. The rest of your life, you'll be telling people that you're gay or you're bi or you're a lesbian, whatever you may identify as. So it's not a one thing. But I do like the importance of the day. And I remember being in college feeling supported and seeing like the banners and the flyers. And like I said, they did a week's worth of like panels and stuff. I liked
it. And days like that are not just for gay people or anything like that. It's like it's for all identities that have to do with the LGBTQ spectrum. But I think a really cool thing is, last year for, I guess season one of Psychobabble, we did an episode for National Coming Out Day and, it was I thought it was a really good episode because I know we have a lot of like quirky, dumb fun. And we talk about bottoming for Gonzo or whatever. But, I think it's good to talk about things that might actually have a positive or, an impact on people's lives. And I love doing advice episodes because it's directly from you guys, the people that tune in, who might be going through something that might want us to chime in and help them through something. So with this year's National Coming Out Day episode, because last year we talked a lot about what we had gone through and what we had done
mm-hmm.
In regards to National Coming Out Day or coming out in general, we thought it would be important to include some of you for National Coming Out Day this year.
And I love doing these advice episodes too, but I will say we get a lot of different questions, but above and beyond the number one question that we get is about coming out or advice with coming out or
identity.
People explaining just – it's funny because you think maybe that's – some people might think that it's just one question. Like, how do I come out? When do I come out? But it's crazy because there's a lot more. It's much, much bigger than that.
And it's also interesting because one theme that we kind of pick up in a lot of the questions that are emailed to us, and if you have a question you want advice on, how can people send that in, Cor?
Oh, you can just send us a little email to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Yeah, and an overwhelming theme in a lot of questions is a feeling of, I am going through this and I feel like I'm alone going through this.
Mm-hmm.
But we have so many questions that are so similar, that are so overlapping from people all over the world that I guess are related. And it's like, to see that they think that they're the only person going through it, I wish everyone that sends those emails would know you're not alone. You're not the only person going through it. And I think by feeling that and knowing that, I think a lot of people would feel a lot more, I guess, at ease about the tension that whatever they're going through, because it's like, not only are you not the only person going through it right now, but you are not the only person who will have gone through it and gotten through it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's dive into the first question.
You want to dive in?
Yes. What's the first one?
I'm going to start with L. I'm just calling this person L because sometimes I don't know if they want to be identified or not. And these sometimes are more serious topics, and I don't want to out anyone in mm-hmm. the spirit of National Coming Out Day. That's always their own journey. So we're just going to say L. L says, I wanted to ask, I recently started coming to terms with the fact that I might be bisexual. It's just so hard to figure out. At the moment, I'm definitely questioning, and my question for you guys is how to deal with the fact that I'm crushing on my best friend who has no idea about how I identify. I want to tell her, and I know she's okay with all things LGBTQ+. I'm just afraid to tell her. I'm so lost and confused. I don't know what to do. I can see my family and friends starting to ask me questions, and I don't even know the answers to those yet.
That is tough, because when people start asking questions, it kind of takes away the process of it being that person's own process.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that might be listening might be on the ally side of LGBTQ+ community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a great way to be a good ally is to not question people's identity, but to openly support whatever that identity might be. And so by being public about how you are supportive of the community, or by, I guess, just being an inclusive person to all identities,
right,
that's a lot better of a way to be an ally than to be like, are you gay?
To ask
questions.
Are you bi?
Are you? I guess they might not be ready for it. But
yeah,
to answer this question,
I was gonna say, yeah, that's absolutely right. When I think about my coming out process, I mean,
it's not helpful when people try to corner you into answering the question.
I felt like a lot of people were just curious and wanted to know and wanted to ask, but no one really had conversations about anything and just talked about their support for the community. And just, I think that's subtle clues. And if you're talking about how you support the community, I mean, people will start to feel more comfortable around mm-hmm. you. And then that might lead to an open discussion.
I remember at my high school, there were these signs that people would put in the windows of each classroom that the teachers would put up. And they were – it just had safe space on it and had like a pink triangle on it. And it was nobody talked about it. But one day they – like the school put out like a thing in the news or whatever, like in the school news about, if you see this in a classroom, that means that teacher supports, you coming to them and will, you know, be there for you, and it's a safe space and your identity is respected and blah, blah, blah. And it was never a discussion, but when I saw that, I felt like it felt safe and it felt like a good community. And it was like, okay, even if it never comes up in conversation, I still feel like it's a place where I will feel respected.
Yeah.
And so even if you as an ally don't say anything, just by little things like that, you are making people feel safe. And this person in particular is asking, okay, well, I recently started to come to terms with the fact that I might be bisexual. So this is from who? L?
Yes.
L. I think a big problem in the LGBTQ community is a sense of bi erasure. And I think you see that all over the spectrum with people that are celebrities, people that are not celebrities, of people, gay or straight, trying to tell bi people that their current situation whether if they're in a relationship or not or something, depicts their sexual orientation. So if a bi person, say a bi girl, mm-hmm. is dating a guy, that means they're
straight.
Suddenly
they're straight,
so
yeah.
So it's erasing their identity and saying, okay, well, just because you're in a relationship right now with a bi, or with a somebody who identifies as a guy, that depicts what you are. So I think that could lead to confusion about
yeah.
your identity as a bi person.
I think to this question specifically, mm-hmm. They say that they're trying to figure out where exactly they fall and what their identity is. And they feel like they're developing feelings for a best friend. It's like, I say, don't worry so much about figuring out what box
yeah.
or label you fit into, but trust your gut. I mean, if your feelings are telling you that you are a little more interested more than friends with your best friend, I mean, trust your gut. Be prepared that it might not work out to the ideal situation, and that person might not reciprocate the feelings or identify in a similar way as you. But I mean, definitely trust your own instincts and trust your own feelings, and don't worry so much about the label, is what I would say.
But at the same time, if you see that as a pattern where you see yourself liking one gender and another gender,
right.
and it's you see, okay, well, you're trusting your gut from that, I think it's okay to maybe think, okay, well, maybe I might be bisexual.
Right.
And know that whatever you think you might be today does not have to be what
exactly.
you are tomorrow.
That's what my point was. It's
yeah.
That was my point. It's like, certainly it's important to find out who you are. But if you're young and you're just figuring it out, you don't have to say, I'm bisexual right now. I mean, maybe you're just figuring it out. Maybe in
there's
a few
no
years.
There's no deadline on
right.
confirming who you are.
Right.
And who you are today is not who you are tomorrow.
Exactly.
And you know that about – think about who you were 5 years ago, regardless of identity. Just personality-wise, you're so different from who you were 5 years ago, let alone maybe 5 days ago. You don't have to be stuck in this box of who you are.
Right.
And you're always in control of how you feel and how you identify. And if you – even if you're 50, even if you're 70, even if you're 10, whatever you feel now does not have to be the end all of who you
be
are
all,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hope it works out.
I'm sure it will.
I love a good love story.
Oh my gosh.
And it's,
what if you fall in love with your best friend? What if I fell in love with my best friend?
Stop looking at me. I was just going to say that. You're disgusting. I am not timosexual.
You,
I was also going to just preface that we're by no means experts on anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times – it's funny because a lot of times we just read these questions because we get so many emails and we discuss them even outside of the podcast
mm-hmm.
just because, I mean, we get a lot of good questions and it's important discussion. So and it's always like a learning opportunity. So I feel like Tyler and I have a lot of these discussions. We're by no means sexperts mm-hmm. in anything, but – if we can give you any sort of advice, or maybe just hearing two people talk about it,
yeah, maybe
makes you feel better.
And if we, I mean, we're going to say wrong things sometimes, so don't hate us. Just if you have a different perspective, join the conversation with hashtag psychobabble on Twitter. I love to hear what you guys think
oh my
about
gosh.
Each of these questions. And I mean, I'm gay, and I don't, how do you identify?
Gay.
So it's hard for us. I would never want to try to speak for
right.
other communities that I'm not a part of. I think it's, as an ally to bi people, it's important for me to amplify those voices.
Right.
So if you identify as such, let us know what you think, if you want to chime in. And, and if you have questions about these things, check the hashtag, and maybe you'll see other people discussing it and you can talk to them about it. But yeah, I think it's, I just want you to know that being bi is a valid identity, and I think a lot of people in the gay community and not in the gay community
need to figure it out.
Need to figure that out and accept that. So yeah, that's that. That's all there is to that.
Good luck.
Should we do the next question?
L, yeah, you want to take this?
So
one.
Thanks, L, for that one. Again, if you have questions or pieces of advice that you want, what is the email for that, Core?
It's psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Okay, now speaking of advice, I got some advice for y'all, and that is to give some love to our sponsor. The sponsor for this week's episode is Audible.com. You guys know them. You guys love them. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles. If you use audiblepodcast.com/besties, movies, you can get your first book free with that link. This week, I am recommending Girl Online. It's Zoe's first book. I absolutely loved it. I think you guys will, too. And it's available on Audible, so if you need something to listen to at the gym, at the club, if you hate the music that the DJ's playing during your commute, whatever you're doing and you need a book to listen to, Audible is the best way to do it. So audiblepodcast.com/besties, you get your first book free. You can get Zoe's book or any other book with that link. Enjoy. Thanks, Audible. Okay, so this next question is from Jay. Jay says, Okay, I feel like I'm being judged by my family. I came out to them a while back, almost a year now, and they feel it's because of my friends, that I was influenced by them, when in reality, it's not. Before, I could feel that they loved me and cared about me, but ever since I came out to them, I feel like when they say it, it's fake, because they have this monotone voice. And my question is, how would I cope or get over this feeling like I'm an outcast, that even if they say that they're okay with it, I still feel that they're not? I would say, if this is a feeling that's gone on for a while, where you feel like they're being fake about their support, I would say maybe bring it up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to, if it continues, it's going to become a thing that
right.
grows and grows, and you're not going to get over it. And it's going to be a thing that spirals, I feel. And
yeah.
it's going to get bigger and bigger until suddenly it's going to blow up. And if you're able to bring it up to them now and say, hey, are you okay with this?
Yeah.
That's a valid question.
I pulled this question up because it reminded me of my situation. Not so much as being judged, but when I came out to my family, it was just kind of, I'm gay. And they were like, that's okay. And then it wasn't,
discussed.
And I think that was for sure because of me. It wasn't because they had a problem with it. It's because I was still a little uncomfortable and I was nervous to talk about it in depth. And I just kind of let it be out there and thought that it was done, when in reality, it needed to be discussed more too. And not in a sense where, like I said, like anyone had a problem with it.
Not it's like a just, sit-down discussion, but like even a topic that can be on the table.
Right. And it just felt like it was still a cloud. Like even though I came out, it still felt like it was a cloud like overhanging. And then finally I remember I had a conversation with my mom. And this was like a year or plus after I actually came out to her, and was just like, you know, we never really discussed it other than the fact that I just said I'm gay. And then we had actually a really good conversation about it, and it felt so much better. But it's like, I understand this question, and I get how after coming out, it's such a big thing.
Because in your head, before you come out, it's like the biggest thing on your mind. It's
oh,
the number
absolutely.
One thing. It takes over every thought. It's all day, every day. And then for it to, out of nowhere, bam, be out there. And then for it to not be as big of a thing as it had been all your life leading up to that moment, it can kind of feel like, why isn't this a thing? Why aren't we talking about it? Why isn't like, yeah.
And I think my family and parents were just being respectful and didn't know how much I wanted to like flesh it out or how much I wanted to discuss the topic. And they were kind of letting me have the space if that's what I needed. And it, like I said, it wasn't
Plus,
until
some
like,
families, they don't even know it's coming. Like you, I remember you told me that your family didn't even think that you were before you told them.
Right.
So that, I mean, that could take some time to process. And the disappointing thing I think about coming out sometimes is some people in your life may have expectations, and those expectations could be decades long of what they think your life will be. Imagine a mom who just assumes wrongly that you are going to be straight since the day you were born, and they have this image in their head of what they think your future will be.
Right.
I'm not saying it's wrong of them or right of them to have that expectation, but that's just the reality of the situation. They might have an expectation of what they think your life will be. And so if, say, you tell them the truth about who you are, it can take them a moment to – I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it can take them a moment to rearrange that expectation.
Right. I mean, they've got a lot to rearrange.
Yeah.
So I get it. It's tough.
I think a different part of this question from Jay. Jay says, they feel as if it's because of friends that I was influenced by them, when in reality it's not.
Right.
They may be like...
They might be even thinking it's a phase.
They may think it's a phase. They may think it's you are being peer pressured. They may think that because of who you hang out with, it affects who you are. I think a way to explain it to them is, who you're hanging out with are people that are accepting you for mm-hmm. who you are. And just because they also identify as such, or they may be run
they
in circles.
They fall somewhere else in the community or their
allies.
Doesn't
mean that that influences who you are. It's the other way around. Who you are influences who you want to hang out with. And you're going to want to surround yourself with people that are supportive. Of course you're going to want to surround yourself
uplifting,
with people that are uplifting your identity and accepting who you are. And I think by openly explaining that to them, to your family, it might clear up why you're with these people or why your group of friends may have changed. Because, of course, you're going to want to hang out with people that are going to get you.
Yeah. And I know these conversations aren't always easy. I know
they're hard.
The first thing we said is just talk to your parents. But it's like, it sounds like you've got some friends that get the situation. Talk to them about it too. One of the things I love doing is talking to my friends about their coming out stories. And I mean, I feel like a lot of times, especially if you're just like going through life, you kind of just end up talking about TV or what you did this weekend. And a lot of people don't have a lot of deeper conversations. And I think you can learn a lot from that. So if you've got friends who were in a similar situation, who did this with their parents, I mean, maybe you can get some advice there as well.
I think a few good things that you could do. Number one, I used to journal a lot when I was going through all of this. And it's like, I think it's a good way
not
to
what
like,
I thought you were going to say
what?
Continue.
I think it's a good way to like get out your feelings, mm-hmm. get out your thoughts, arrange them where if you feel like everything in your head is so jumbled and fucked, it's like a good way to kind of figure out what you're going through.
What's that, like free writing?
Yeah, just like,
let it out, girl.
Password protected live journal. That's what I was all about. And then number two, your school, I think most schools, you might have like a guidance counselor, or you
hopefully.
Might have, if you do, they should be a safe resource for you to go talk to. If you need somebody to physically talk to, like an adult in your life, to really try to figure these things out, that's a free resource. Therapy is expensive. And some parents aren't going to send you to therapy where you can actually get a professional to, you know, really help you sort things out, who's like an expert in those things. So maybe a counselor or something like that. And then the final one I was going to say was a gay straight alliance. If your school has one, it should be a safe space for you. And I remember recently I saw somebody being like, why is straight included in that? There are a lot of people that are not ready or willing to identify as anything but straight.
Right.
And including straight in Gay Straight Alliance is not just for straight people to come as allies, but also queer and questioning people that have not figured it out yet or
who haven't come
do
out.
Not want to identify or don't want to come out yet to feel like they can identify as straight to come and be a part of that community. So if you want to go to a Gay Straight Alliance, it's a safe place that should be a place where you are able to connect with other people to hear their stories or to ask them their advice or even to just see that you're not alone and to see that, okay, well, maybe you're not the only one who has a family that thinks it's a phase or has a family that might not be, waving a pride flag on Facebook or, you know, changing their Facebook profile picture.
Bumper stickers.
Like bumper stickers or whatever. Yeah. It's a place for you to connect with people that might be going through the same stuff.
Yeah. Let's take one last question from Kay.
Sure.
Because I love the initial.
Right.
Kay says, today I came out to my best friend as pansexual. I had this big plan to go to his house, ask for a pan, hide in the closet, and pop out saying I'm pansexual.
Oh my God.
It didn't go as planned.
Oh.
I chickened out. And I ended up just having a conversation with him. He's bi. I'm still questioning myself and my sexuality, but when I first told him, his first reaction to me was, what is that? We talked more, but after explaining all of it to him, I don't think he's taking me seriously. And for so long, I wanted to tell him that I was pansexual. Can you give me advice on knowing and being confident with my sexuality? And how do I gain the confidence to tell other people? I'm so scared. Even though I know I'll be supported, please help. I'm terrified and I don't know what to do.
I think this has to do kind of with when we were talking about bisexuality.
Yeah.
I think it's on us as gay people, me and you, mm-hmm. and it's on a lot of the community that is thankfully getting a lot of acceptance, whether you're gay or lesbian or even now transgender, with a lot of people having a lot of visibility in media, to use our place of privilege as more widely accepted identities to I guess bring light and acceptance and visibility and, like, I feel like I always say, amplify the voices of these communities where they're not so accepted or mm-hmm. not so
understood is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's,
whether that's bisexual people or pansexual people or anything that follows in the queer umbrella.
It's tough. I mean, when people first started coming out, I mean, everything was just labeled as gay. And then it was like fought for lesbian and then transgender rights. I mean, obviously, that's still a huge thing. And people are just now seeing a little bit more into that world with the media in the last couple of years. It's just crazy.
And for if anybody doesn't know what pansexual is, I just Googled it so that I won't speak and not say something wrong. But it says not limited in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity. And basically, what I have read so far, and let me know if I am wrong, it generally means that somebody is open to either falling in love and or being sexually attracted to people of all genders, not just male or female, but anywhere where people may fall in the gender spectrum. Pansexuals are open to being romantically or sexually involved with them.
Yeah.
So that's that. But it's one of those things where nobody is born knowing everything about everybody else and how they live their life and how they identify. And as a gay person myself, I am not going to know everything about the nuances and the intricacies of other identities. And so knowing that, accepting that, and knowing that it's on me to learn and to use my place of influence, whether I have one follower or a million followers, to show acceptance and try to educate others on other people's identities.
Yeah.
It's important.
I mean, and it's the same thing with your friend. I mean, hopefully he had some time after you guys had your discussion. He went home to kind of look and do some research himself. It's kind of on all of us if we aren't aware to kind of educate ourselves. And especially if he wants to be a good friend and a supporting friend to you. I mean, he needs to get on board with what you're feeling and what you're identifying as.
I guess for me, the most frustrating thing is seeing people within the LGBTQ+ community act as if other people in the LGBTQ+ community are not valid in their identity. And that is, if I could have one wake up call for gay men, it's you're not the only people here. Like, I think when you come out, everything is so in your own head that you think your experience is the experience. Mm-hmm. But to appreciate and understand that there are other people out there with other experiences, and there are so many different nuances to even just being a gay man.
Right.
There are things with gender identity and sexual identity and race and class and different levels of privilege that my place does not speak for all people in gay culture, let alone the umbrella of LGBTQ+ culture.
Right. And it's a little bit of like recognize your privilege that, I mean, a lot of people now, if you say, hi, I'm gay, they're going to kind of understand that. But people aren't always going to people currently aren't understanding, like you said, everything, all the others that fall under the umbrella of the community.
I think an amazing thing is, I guess people in media, whether it's YouTube or celebrity, like artists or actors or whatever, being open and honest about their own processes are really shedding light on a lot of identities, whether it's Caitlyn Jenner, for example, or mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus coming out as pansexual. I think that is opening dialogues and conversations. And I think by looking at those voices, hearing what they have to say, not speaking over them, but I always think about you have the opportunity to rephrase a tweet or you can retweet them. And I think I always think about retweeting them is more important because it lets their voice be heard, not you trying to speak over them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about pansexuality, I look at examples of people that identify as such and try to learn from them.
Yeah. So. I wish you would have hid in the closet and jumped.
That would be amazing.
That would have been cute.
I would say take patience and try to explain to that person, your friend, I know it sucks to be patient because you're the one that they should be understanding.
Right.
But I think if they are a good friend, they would get it.
But also don't let anyone give you shit. And don't let anyone try to tell you that your identity isn't real or that it's not a real thing. I mean, stand your ground. And yes, you may have to educate some people, but hopefully as a community as a whole, we're all learning. And as you were saying, Tyler, we're all shining light on different voices and helping amplify some other voices. So,
and yeah, whether you're gay, lesbian, straight, bisexual, pansexual, asexual, your identity is valid and you are worth respect and love. And yeah, that's it.
Don't let anyone give you shit.
Don't let people give you shit.
Yeah.
That's all. Don't take shit.
I feel like we could just sit and talk about these forever.
I know. I love this. Maybe we'll do another. Like I said, if you have questions and you want advice, it doesn't have to be LGBTQ plus specific advice.
Yes.
But feel free to send that in or anything that has to do with anything. Any piece of advice you might
want. We'll try to tackle it.
I mean, they don't have to be serious questions. They could be like, what? I don't know what your advice
is. What color trapper keeper should
I get? Don't ask me that. but send in your questions to
psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
We hope you have a safe National Coming Out Day. Know that it's brave to be yourself, but also brave to wait till it's okay and safe for you to do so.
And don't let anyone pressure you to do anything before you're ready.
And you are great. That's all.
We love you.
Corey, where can people find you?
Go to my Twitter. Follow me. It's at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
Mine is Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. And yeah, thanks, y'all. Go tell somebody you love them today. If you appreciate them in your life, let them know. Bye.
Bye.